It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast, and it feels like we never left because it's snowing outside in April after our spring vacation. All right. Well, we'd say it's Groundhog's Day, but that's just going to remind us of Punxsutawney Phil, who warned us that this would happen. So let's just forget about that madness outside the window and focus on what's going on right here in the studio today. What did we talk about? Well, Nova has another shot at a championship. It's going down tonight, and it's late, so it looks like none of us are going to watch it. But we'll be back tomorrow pretending like we did. Jesus broke into a Pizza Hut over the weekend, and we had audio. Musicologist Chris Epting joined us and took a look at a Rolling Stones classic. Plus, it's Monday morning after a vacation, so we had plenty of stupid human stories to thin the herd with. Let's dive into it together here. Glad to have you back. Glad to be back. It is the Daily Podcast.
Of course, tonight, we've been screwed by CBS. This is going to be an interesting game. This is going to be a great basketball game tonight.
I think it's going to be a blowout.
Is it?
You think it's going to be a blowout?
After that game I saw over the weekend?
That was.
Does any team have a chance to stop this juggernaut?
You're sitting there going, you know, okay, when is it going to stop? Is it going to stop? When is it going to stop?
Right. When is it going to stop making insane shots?
It stopped at the end of the game. Yeah. You know, what an incredible basketball game on Saturday night. And then tonight, going up against Kansas, tell me something about Kansas. I don't know much
Michigan.
About
Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah, they destroyed Kansas.
I'm sorry.
Michigan is very good defensively. They got hot in the Big Ten tournament and rode that wave through the NCAA tournament. And then they ran into a buzzsaw tonight and got their answers.
Yeah, can they stop 40-foot jumpers?
Yeah, seriously.
So, half-court shots. Yeah. All right. Swishing.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
How was the little boy's first Easter? It's really their second Easter, but but the first one that they might have an understanding in some way.
To participate in an egg hunt,
right? Yeah.
Which my son sucks at.
Yeah.
He's an awful egg hunter.
I had an April Fool's egg hunt in my backyard.
Did you?
All the neighborhood kids over. Yeah, I didn't put any eggs out.
Jokes on them.
Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the hunt.
Sorry, they walked off with a pool filter.
Right. So
that was fun.
But did you have fun?
Yeah, it was
delightful.
Good. I was here in this building for a couple hours midday, so I only saw my kid towards the end, and he was pretty worn down by that point.
But
he did. He's not good at hunting for Easter eggs.
Yeah, it was awful. Yeah, he got housed in the egg hunt.
They're one. Right. You know, come on, they can barely walk. You know, so you cut them some slack, boys.
I have high expectations, John.
Better listen, get a job. Start paying some rent.
Yeah, now, contribute.
Now, did you take them to church? You go take them to church because Easter Sunday, you Catholics, you Christians.
I was in the building. I was here.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah, okay. Right. Maybe we watched it on television.
Yeah, okay, all right. Jesus showed up yesterday. You know that?
Really?
Oh, yeah, he's risen, John.
Yeah.
Made a cameo somewhere.
Not only is he risen, but he's hungry. Right.
What?
It seems that, and I'm not making fun of this guy, all right? I got to clarify that. I am not, because he probably has an issue of some kind. But this is a 911 call that happened in North Carolina, okay?
High point 911, what is your emergency?
Yes, this is Jesus Christ, and I just broke into the Pizza Hut. I broke the window in, and I'm here. Jesus is here now. He's back to Earth.
All right, and so you don't work there?
No, I just broke in, had a pizza. I'm Jesus.
And what was your name again?
My name is Jesus.
What's your last name, Jesus?
Christ.
Okay. And what do you look like?
I look like Jesus. What else am I supposed to look like?
Why'd you do that?
Because I'm Jesus. I can do whatever I want. We're tired of Judases on this earth. We're going to clean this earth up. So what are you up to?
Man, where do you live at?
I don't. I'm from heaven.
How'd you get over to the Pizza Hut?
I'm from heaven, sir.
Okay. And did you break a front window?
Yeah, I broke the door window, sir.
And did you eat a pizza?
Yeah. Had a Mountain Dew.
So he has risen, and so has the dough for the pie.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
All right, I've got a question for you, because every time one of these stories comes around, I am totally astounded by it, and you're a woman, and you should have an understanding of it.
Theoretically.
Right. Okay. All right. There's a 29-year-old woman named Crystal Amerson in Pensacola, Florida, of course, who woke up at 4 a.m. yesterday, going into yesterday morning, obviously, right, with some serious stomach pains. She figured she had gotten food poisoning from the Chinese food she had eaten earlier. Damn General Tso's!
All right? Gets you every time.
Right, but the pain was so debilitating that she called 911. The ambulance got there at 6:30 in the morning, and at 6:59, she gave birth while driving to the hospital. Okay? Turns out she was 37 weeks pregnant.
Labor.
How do you not know? How do you not know?
Denial?
Right. You know, at 37 weeks, I don't, you know, well, let's see. Does it say how old she is? Yeah, 29 years old. She's still menstruating, right? You know what? Like, all of a sudden, like, that went away? Well, how do these women, every time I see one of these stories, it's like, how do you not know that you're pregnant? What's it, 39 weeks? Is that term?
40. Yeah. But I mean, okay. Just the fact that you don't have your Aunt Flo showing up every month. That's not your first clue.
It doesn't always show up every month.
Right.
Some women are different.
Some people are irregular.
The kicking in your stomach.
But I have a friend who's pregnant right now, and she's doing June. She's very skinny.
Right.
You can still see that she's pregnant.
Right.
It's obvious.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. The doctors say it's crazy that she didn't realize that she was pregnant, especially since she's already had another kid.
Oh, come on. She's been there before, too.
Oh, gee, sometimes I just don't have that I Like 'Em Big and Stupid song ready.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Speaking of food... Right. Cindy, are you a Sam's Club member?
No, I'm not.
Oh, good. All right. All right. Because you're going to be really happy. Sam's Club is now selling a 9-pound tub of Oreo frosting.
Oh, you may have to join.
It comes in a giant bucket, and you're supposed to like frost like 200 cupcakes with it, right? But if you want, just sit on this couch with a wooden spoon, just shovel it on into your mouth.
That's right.
All right, just in case you decide to take down the entire bucket, you're talking about 16,380 calories, nice. 936 grams of fat, 1,521 grams of sugar, but hey, there's 117 grams of protein, so it's healthy.
Absolutely. I'm in.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
It's always good to say that Chris Epting is on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Hey there, John. How are you and the crew?
We are doing well. Crew, are you doing good?
The crew's hanging.
Serviceable.
Okay. Serviceable today. All right, well, let's see what you can do to perk up the crew.
All right, crew, this one's for you.
Yeah, I know how much you love the Stones. You've done books on the Stones. We're going to get to the world's greatest cowbell song?
Thanks to the Saturday Night Live sketch, right? Cowbell became such a part of our culture.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think, Don't Fear the Reaper, while they use, credible cowbell, to me it all gets back to 1969 and Honky Tonk Woman. Because really, when you think about what that sound did to usher in, I think, one of the great songs of the era, it was the cowbell. You know, at that point it was kind of a daring way to start a song, to not just start it with the music, but with a cowbell.
And an odd beat at that.
And the reason the beat is kind of strange, it's not Charlie Watts playing it. The Stones at that point had started working with a young producer named Jimmy Miller, who was super innovative, very creative, and really left his fingerprints across their, I think, that strong set of albums from Beggar's Banquet into like Goat's Head Soup Era. But that's him playing the cowbell, and he kicks the song off, which is interesting. The Stones would even let somebody else do that. That's the trust they had in this kid, and he was a kid. He's in his early 20s at that point.
Wow.
The other one in his early 20s was Mick Taylor. This is the first record that Mick Taylor plays on. So this song ushers in the new era of the Stones. It's released on the day Brian Jones dies, July 3rd, 1969. So it really does kind of represent, I think, that demarcation line between the old Stones and the new guard.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually gave it out as the single when the Stones played their big July 4th Hyde Park concert that year. The single was given out for free to the hundreds of thousands of people that showed up. The song itself, I mean, for me, still sounds, fresh and amazing and really, defines the Stones in a lot of ways. But what I think is really interesting about it is it's sort of attached to another rock and roll moment in the early 70s. And you probably know the story behind Rick Nelson's Garden Party, right?
Well, it had to do with garden parties and people that he had to deal with. But didn't this have something to do with Madison Square Garden also?
Ricky Nelson played a show, kind of a package show, featuring Chuck Berry and Little Richard, kind of artists from, at that point, were kind of oldies. And Rick Nelson shows up at the Garden and, because he mentions John Lennon's there, Yoko's there, everything. But what happens is he gets booed off the stage. And the reason is he doesn't just show up to play his hits. Rick Nelson didn't want to get locked into sort of a jukebox time capsule.
Uh-huh.
So he broke the rules. And the song that got him booed off the stage was his cover of Honky Tonk Woman.
Oh, my God.
So it's, the song is just interesting in that it touches a lot of people today. But the fact that Rick Nelson used it as his sort of statement to say, no, I'm not going to be everything you want me to be. I'm going to kind of go a step further, I think just kind of shows the magic of the song. There's a lot going on, but hey, it all starts with the cowbell. That's what kicks it off, and that's what really makes that sound magical, I think.
I think I'm hearing cowbell now. He is Chris Epting, the author of If There's a Bustle in Your Hedgerow, 50 Lyrical Lines That Help Describe the 70s, and this is the Rolling Stones.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
We mentioned this earlier. Kyle Kinane. Have you ever seen Kyle Kinane?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, you'll love him. He really is right up your alley. He's got a brand new. They do that series on Netflix, The Stand Ups.
Uh-huh.
Right, mm-hmm. He's on it, and so is Rachel Feinstein.
Yes,
right. She's on it too. Right, and it's just like it's half hour comedy specials. You pick the comic that you want to watch, and Kyle is on it. He's done a few, and the man is funny. It's all good.
Yeah,
the man is funny, and you'll like him a lot because he borders on cranky. All right, so
we're gonna do.
I just want to go on record as nobody sees shoulder shrug.
Well, listen,
on the
radio. I don't know what you want me to say.
They can
to you.
Feel it though.
I mean, at this point, people probably know that you think that I'm cranky. I'm not really cranky.
Right.
You know.
Grumple Stiltskin. No.
Listen, pal.
All right.
You know what?
Anyway, Kyle's going to be here on Friday. Would you like to be here and be part of First Friday? Give us a call here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK, and speak to the incredibly pleasant Steve Vassalotti.
He's just a little cranky. How's
that? I know.
It's snowing in April.
I know. Monday is his worst day. Every Monday is his crankiest day. So.
Listen, Dave, did you have a vacation?
I did.
No,
I
you
did.
Didn't. You have a 1-year-old. You didn't have a vacation.
Uh-huh.
You sat at home and babysat.
Daddy daycare is not that bad.
All right. I went through 18 years, okay? I've been there, done that.
You've
right?
done that.
Yeah,
that was
right.
30 years ago.
Right. That's why I get to go on
We're
vacation.
In it.
So, your choice. Your choice.
Okay.
Yeah, got nothing for that, do you?
I'd probably do it again.
I don't particularly like
John DeBella.
For the same reason that I dislike
the John DeBella Podcast.
Thin the herd. Thin the herd.
I got to tell you, I got a couple of stories this morning that are truly over the top. Now, check out these two. All right. There is a 26-year-old guy named Matthew Heimbach from Paoli, Indiana.
Okay.
Paoli, Indiana. All right. He and his father-in-law, David, are behind a white supremacist hate group called the Traditionalist Workers' Party. All right. Now, during the course of their work, Matthew started spending a lot of time with David's wife, which is his mother-in-law. And that led to them having an affair. And remind me again why these people are superior. Okay. All right. Anyway, for some reason, the mother-in-law told Matthew's wife about their affair. So the wife and the father-in-law set up a sting to catch Matthew in the act. Stay with me here. All right.
I'm with you.
The father-in-law watched them have sex in Matthew's trailer, busted in to confront him, and then they got into a brawl in front of Matthew's two kids. That involved a chair throwing, choking, and Matthew attacking his own wife. Eventually, the father ran off to Walmart and called the cops, and Matthew was arrested for battery, intimidation, strangulation, and domestic battery. Right? And on the police forms, they all listed their occupations as white nationalists.
In the herd.
Over to you, Steve.
I'm so confused from that story.
Good luck following that.
A 34-year-old woman in Albuquerque, New Mexico, named Ginger Sharp, she had a drug test last month as part of her probation, stemming from forgery charges that were last year. When she tested positive for meth, she tried to convince the probation officer that it was medicinal meth.
Medicinal meth?
Yes, it was prescribed by a doctor, apparently. She even had a pill bottle with fake label that said it contained 5-milligram methamphetamine pills. Unfortunately for Ginger, the probation officer did not buy it. So now she's facing more forgery charges. They also charged her with identity theft because she put a real doctor's name on the pill bottles.
In the herd.
Over to you, Dave.
I got an irony bomb to drop. A 25-year-old guy named Jonathan Rivera from Hartford, Connecticut, stole a car on Wednesday. His motive? He needed to get to a court date for car theft charges.
Oh, boy.
Yes, he stole a different car last month and was charged with larceny. So he stole this car, drove to court, heard his charges, and went back outside to hop in his new stolen car where the cops were waiting to arrest him.
Lastly this morning, there's a 41-year-old woman named Lori who lives on Staten Island in New York, and she recently had a falling out with her best friend. Lori's ex-best friend went out and got herself a brand new best friend, and apparently that made Lori jealous and furious. So when all three were at a PTA meeting at their kids' Catholic school Saturday, Lori ran up to her ex-best friend's new best friend and started choking her out.
Wow.
Okay, the cops came and they arrested Lori, but that wasn't the end. No, no, Lori had more to do and more to say. Less than 24 hours later, Lori went to her ex-best friend's house, threw a brick through the window, went inside with a gun. It was a starter's pistol that only files bike, but she still had a gun with her. The cops came and they say Lori pointed the gun at them, so they fired 5 shots back at her in the shoulder. She was taken to the hospital and she's facing several charges.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Thank you, John!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.